Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes it helps just to be reminded of the simple truths of the spiritual life and why we're here. There's a painting called Angels in the Kitchen. Have you seen it? It's a very beautiful one. It pictures four white-winged angels doing the work in a convent kitchen. And almost with a sort of angelic grace, one of the angels places a kettle on the stove, while a second angel gets the plates from the pantry. And the third angel is arranging the table so neatly, preparing it for dinner. And the fourth is outside fetching a pail of water from the well. And all of them are acting just as naturally in the kitchen as if they were playing their harps in heaven. For the angels to sing the praises of God or to do the work in the kitchen, they are both one and the same thing, because both are done in the service of God. And the purpose behind this painting was to show the precious value of the little things of life, the simple things that we do all day long, the great value of the common, the ordinary, the hidden things that no one else will notice, and certainly no one else would be attracted to if they had seen you doing it. But these things, when done for the love of God, are elevated to a high degree in the sight of God. Washing dishes can be as holy a thing as singing God's praises in church. Think of it this way, in a sort of theological way, applying it to the life of Our Lady. There was such a degree of charity in Our Lady's heart that the simple act of sweeping her floors in that humble house of Nazareth became more meritorious than the entire life of any of the saints. Their martyrdoms and their sufferings for the faith, their apostolic missions and their penances and their prayers, Our Lady merited more by a simple act of sweeping her floor. Or we think of Saint Anthony of Padua. We end his novena tomorrow. He was famous for his miracles of all sorts. He preached to the animals. He preached to men. They all listened to him with ears wide open and very attentively. He worked miracles in abundance. And he was so united to God that even the child Jesus deigned to come down and to place himself in the arms of this saint. Here he was, a contemplative who would go into ecstasies and all of the like. But here he was, when he saw all of the other monks, the other brothers, doing manual labor in the kitchen and elsewhere, he too begged his superior to grant him permission to help in that sort of work. Permission was granted. For the rest of the year, this contemplative saint would go from his ecstasies to the convent kitchen to scrub the floors of the monastery. You see, when we think of the saints, we think of all of their heroic efforts in God's service, their mystical experiences, their ecstasies, their penances. And yes, we do want to imitate them, if at all possible. And we desire more than anything to imitate their love for prayer, their love for solitude and contemplation. But the saints, they were realists too. Remember that. They knew the proper balance in life between prayer on the one hand and work on the other hand. They went hand in hand, work and prayer, prayer and work. And the saints could and did go so easily from ecstasy one moment to scrubbing the pots and pans the next. And this transition they made so gently and so easily that it caused them no loss of peace. Why? It is simple. Because the love of God was their motive for all things, and they would prove their love in all that they did. They would love God in the pews of the church as they assisted at Holy Mass. They would love God at the kitchen sink as they would scrub the dirty pots and pans. And they would love God at their recreation as they laughed very jovially. All things were done for the love of God. All things, all their tasks were done with that end in mind, to love God more and more, so that everything they did was a working out of their salvation. It's a simple truth to tell you the truth. Now, I want to tell you one other small story of a saint I had never heard of until I was preparing this sermon. Saint Salvator of Horta. He was orphaned at a very early age, and then worked as a shepherd and a tailor for many years, and until he reached the age of 20. Then he decided to become a Franciscan lay brother. And when he entered the lay brothers, he was immediately appointed assistant to the cook. And they say about this saint that it was because of his fidelity to his simple work that he became such a great saint. Of course, too, he excelled in his three vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, his love of prayer. But in other words, he used the simple duties of his state in life, did them for the love of God, and thus became a saint. And God smiled, as it were. He smiled on this saint's holiness, so that now the saint, he would make the sign of the cross and splash a little holy water, and this saintly cook would heal the sick and the lame and the deaf. He could read hearts, and he could prophesy as well. His life overall was quiet behind those monastery walls, hidden away in a kitchen, cooking meals for the other monks. And his death was a quiet one too. He was transferred to another, quieter monastery, and it was just him and his crucifix. And he breathed his last. But this saint was lifted, you might say, from the kitchen sink to the altars of God. And because of that, he is a simple example for us all. This Labor Day, remember this truth, as the saints did. They knew the value of these everyday, common, ordinary things that we do. They knew the importance of them. They must be done for the love of God. So as you go home today, remember that even your smallest deeds are precious in God's eyes. Whether you go home to a sink filled with dishes, or a floor that needs some serious scrubbing, or maybe you go home to a little family celebration or gathering of some sort, do it all for the love of God. And then even your smallest actions become highly meritorious before God. And each of those things, in turn, will raise your place. Think of that. Will raise your place in heaven for all eternity. So today, let's labor. Even if you want to take a day off. But labor for the salvation of your soul in these very simple ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.